Live from the Christian Research Institute in Charlotte, North Carolina, welcome to the Bible Answer Man broadcast, hosted by CRI President Hank Hanegraaff. We're on the air because truth matters. When hard-nosed, hard-drinking Chicago Tribune legal editor and atheist Lee Strobel set out on a journey to debunk the claims of Christ, he instead uncovered something far more, a life-changing, deep-rooted faith in the God of the Bible. Chronicled in various parts of his New York Times best-selling books, The Case for Christ, The Case for Faith, and The Case for a Creator. Now the best of these books are all adapted on stunning DVDs and assembled in one package, the Lee Strobel 3-Disc Film Collection. To find out about how to equip yourself to answer a skeptic with reason and love, stay tuned as Lee Strobel joins Hank Hanegraaff today and tomorrow. To ask Lee or Hank about reaching your unbelieving friend, how to share your faith in an effective way, or about one of Lee's resources, call 888-ASK-HANK. That's 888-275-4265. And now, here's Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy. It's always great to have Lee Strobel on the broadcast with us, but I've never been more excited to have Lee Strobel with us than I am today because of a product that I have in my hand for the very first time. It's three films on DVD in a three-film DVD collection that is absolutely crucial for the modern Christian today. It deals with the historical Jesus, The Case for Faith, and The Case for a Creator. And if you've ever wondered whether this is relevant, you've got to tune in not only today, but also tomorrow, because our faith is under attack. You have John Dominic Crossan, who is virtually ubiquitous on television and radio and documentaries today, saying that Jesus Christ was never resurrected from the dead, that his body was thrown into a shallow grave, barely covered by dirt, and then eaten by wild dogs that roamed the execution grounds. In fact, according to John Dominic Crossan, when he hears Christians talk about resurrection, he hears hope, but not history. And not only are the attacks coming from without, the attacks on historical Jesus are coming from within. Think about Rob Bell, an emergent church leader, who says that if Jesus had a real earthly biological father, and his name was Larry, and if archaeologists find Larry's tomb, and they do DNA samples, and they prove beyond a shadow of a doubt that the virgin birth was really just a bit of mythology that the gospel writers threw in to appeal to Mithra, we would essentially not lose any significant part of our faith, because it's all about how we live. Or think for a moment about Peter Jennings. He's passed on now, but he was famous in television documentaries for the notion that Christians have faith, and we're going to be talking about that with Lee, but reporters have facts. And so he perpetuated the Enlightenment's false dichotomy between faith and reason. Some of you may well remember something I said on the broadcast within the last couple of weeks. We have James Watson. He's not just some old guy out there carping against Christianity. This is a guy who won a Nobel Prize, a guy who was a co-discoverer of the structure of DNA, who says that Charles Darwin will eventually be seen as a far more significant figure in the history of human thought than either Jesus Christ or Muhammad. Or Richard Dawkins, who said just last week in the Wall Street Journal that evolution is the creator of life, it's the greatest show on earth, the only game in town, and evolution is God's redundancy notice. It's his pink slip. God is not dead, says Dawkins. He's never been alive in the first place. And if you meet someone who claims not to believe in evolution, that person is ignorant, stupid, these are his words, insane, or wicked. Or Karen Armstrong, who fully buys into Darwinian evolution, which, by the way, is not based on equality, but inequality. But Karen Armstrong says, what of the pain that Darwin unveiled? What of death and racial extinction? Well, her answer is, the notion of God is a myth, but it's a good myth because it's a coping mechanism. Even though Darwin was right, we evolved from the primordial slime, that everything is based, fatalistically determined on brain chemistry and genetics. It doesn't matter because the Bible, it's a myth. It helps you cope with the reality that Darwin unearthed. So it's a good psychology book. Not true, but it's a helpful myth. And I've just scratched the tip of the proverbial iceberg. There's a mass of ice looming under the water. And if that's true, all the more reason Lee Strobel's timely three films on DVD in your hands today. Now, I want to say before I bring Lee on why. It's because if you're like me, you have family members, friends, coworkers, you have children going off to university, you've got kids in grade school, and presently an education czar who has complete disdain for religion. Now, that's not something I'm saying, it's something he's saying. And kids growing up in this milieu should not be defenseless because we have some of the most powerful defensive and offensive weapons that have been beautifully produced for you in films that you have to see to believe. Compelling, case-closing information that is intoxicating to watch. I mean, I've watched these things before, and every time I see them again, I think, why haven't I been watching them once every month? And now we have a three DVD package that encapsulates these films in one product. And I'll tell you what, I don't know how else to tell you, but if you don't have it, get it. If you have it, get it for somebody else. It is life transformational, and it's available. You can check it out on the World Wide Web at equip.org. Talk to our resource consultants at 888-7000-CRI or simply write me at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. And with that, once again, Lee Strobel. Hi, Lee.
How you doing, Hank? Great to talk with you again. I remember seeing you just last month at Focus on the Family when we did the apologetics conference for all those teenagers and young people. It was so encouraging. And And then to hear you quote John Dominic Crossan and Karen Armstrong and Peter Jennings and James Watson and Richard Dawkins, I feel like I'm having a flashback because, you know, these are the same things I used to believe. You know, like John Dominic Crossan. Oh, you know, it was tradition that the bodies of crucifixion victims were thrown, you know, just thrown in a dump and dogs ate them. So that's probably what happened to Jesus. And Peter Jennings with his idea that there's this dichotomy between faith and facts. And Richard Dawkins saying that, you know, evolution gives, you know, a pink slip to God. You know, I remember specifically when I learned about evolution in school, and I walked away, and the exact thing I said in my mind was, God is out of a job. And, you know, then Karen Armstrong talking about, you know, the God myth. Oh, but it's a good myth. You know, it's not true, but it's a good myth. It's helpful. It's coping and so forth. Hey, Hank, if this is not true, we are wasting our lives. Everything hinges on whether or not this is true. If it's make-believe, you know what? I'm going to believe something else. I think I'm going to believe in a God that allow me to live some wild, immoral life because, hey, you know, you only go around once. You know, if this isn't true, it changes everything. If Jesus did not only claim that he's the Son of God, but prove it by returning from the dead, if those things aren't true, then there is no hope. There is no hope.
No one said it better than the Apostle Paul. Our preaching is useless, and yeah, so is your faith. You have put together three films on DVD. You start with the case for Jesus Christ. And,
yeah,
and we're making a claim about Jesus Christ, not only that he is the one who spoke and the universe leapt into existence, but he is a knowable God who condescended to cloak himself in time and space.
Yes.
Who revealed himself and gave us ironclad evidence that he is God.
Exactly. He convinced me as an atheist, as I, as you know, was legal editor of the Chicago Tribune, and my wife became a Christian and prompted me to begin to investigate this kind of stuff. And as I investigated, I saw evidence, compelling, powerful, persuasive evidence that Jesus, first of all, claim to be divine. You can go back to the earliest biographies about Jesus. You know, the Gospel of Mark, for instance, written based on eyewitness accounts of Peter, who was one of the intimate associates of Jesus in his ministry in this world here. And you can see that Jesus made the claim that he's divine. He called himself the Son of Man, a reference to the Old Testament, where the Son of Man was a transcendent, messianic, divine figure. He claimed that he is the Christ, the Blessed One, that he was going to come in judgment and so forth. So he made the claim that he's divine, but you could claim that, or I could claim that. The question is, did he back it up by returning from the dead? And we've got, you know, four strands of evidence that he clearly did. We've got an execution that even the atheist, Gerd Ludemann of Vanderbilt University, everybody concedes that Jesus died on the cross. Now, that's not a controversy among anybody in the field. Even
every credible.
Exactly. I mean, there's some crackpots out there that'll claim otherwise, but you literally have to be a crackpot. Or someone who just takes on faith what the Quran says in Surah 4, verses, 156 and 157, that Jesus didn't die on the cross. Well, you have to take that on faith because the historical evidence completely contradicts that. Not only do we have multiple independent accounts of the crucifixion of Jesus in the documents that make up the New Testament, we've got five ancient accounts outside the Bible that confirm it. Tacitus and Josephus, even the Jewish Talmud admits it. So we've got an execution. Jesus was dead. We've got early accounts in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 that come so early of the resurrection that they cannot be legend. We've got an empty tomb that even the opponents of Jesus concede that was empty on the first Easter morning. And then we've got 515 eyewitnesses whose lives were transformed having encountered the resurrected Christ, including skeptics and opponents of Christianity. So, you know, we've got solid evidence that Jesus not only claimed to be divine, but he proved it by returning from the dead.
And one of the points you just made, I think it bears a little more notation, Lee, is that Islam, although it is claimed by the highest power in the land as a great religion, Islam very clearly contradicts the fact that Jesus Christ was crucified and therefore that Jesus Christ was resurrected from the dead.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I have a good friend who's a Muslim, and I said, you want me to tell you why I'm not a Muslim? He said, yeah, tell me. I said, well, you know, I've got all of this evidence that Jesus did die on the cross. I've got, you know, independent multiple early accounts in the New Testament documents. I've got five ancient accounts outside the Bible. Even the Journal of the American Medical Association, you know, who said the evidence is overwhelming that Jesus was dead when he was crucified. You can go on and on with all of the early first century evidence that we have about the death of Jesus on the cross. Even the atheists like Gerd Ludemann concede that to be true, and other atheists as well. This is just not an issue among scholars who are credible. And yet, I said, what do you have on your side? I said, with all due respect, you have someone who claims that he was told in a cave 600 years later that it's not true. Well, just weigh the evidence, and where does the evidence point? It points toward Jesus having not only died, but also resurrected.
During these broadcasts, we're not only going to be talking about the case for Christ, but the case for faith and the case for our Creator. We invite your questions when you dial 888-ASK-HANK. That translates to 888-275-4265. But right now, burn up the phone lines. Get this incredible resource. It's not a resource for this week or next month or next year. It's a lifelong resource that you will use over and over again to make a difference while there's yet time. Check it out on the World Wide Web at equip.org, or just order when you talk to our resource consultants at 888-7000-CRI. Right back with more of our good friend Lee Strobel.
To order the Lee Strobel 3-disc film collection, call 888-7000-CRI. That's 888-7000-274. Or go online 24 hours a day to our secure website at www.equip.org. That's equip.org. If you'd like to ask Lee or Hank a question about sharing your faith, apologetics, or one of Lee's resources, call 888-ASK-HANK. That's 888-275-4265. And don't touch that dial. Hank Hanegraaff and the Bible Answer Man will return right after these messages.
It is reading and interpreting the passage in light of what the Bible says, not my imagination.
You've always appreciated the thoughtful, biblically based answers you hear from Hank on the Bible Answer Man. But how can you benefit from Hank's input and instruction in your personal quiet times? You can with the Legacy Study Bible. Hank Hanegraaff has helped to assemble what could be the most helpful Bible you've ever read. Informative and educational articles are written by Hank using acronyms that he regularly uses on the Bible Answer Man, including LIGHTS, showing how to understand the Bible, MAPS, demonstrating how the Bible is divinely inspired and preserved, DOCTRINE, summarizing essential Christian doctrine, and FEAT, an apologetic on Christ's resurrection.
Order the Legacy Study Bible, edited by Hank Hanegraaff, by calling 888-7000-CRI or online at www.equip.org. Don't forget to ask about the personalized edition. Now, more than ever, today's believer who wants to stay informed on today's religious movements and scriptural insights needs to subscribe to the Christian Research Journal. Here's what you'll find in the latest issue of the Christian Research Journal. Don't miss our cover story on famed capitalist and atheistic philosopher Ayn Rand. Our practical apologetics feature article, Equipping the Next Generation, highlights five key factors parents can teach children in counteracting worldly philosophy and overdependence on church programs. Our effective evangelism department equips you to respond to the difficult problem of evil objection. Hank answers an attack on the reliability of the Bible by distinguished University of North Carolina professor Dr. Bart Ehrman as he answers the question, Christ's cleansing of the temple. Can Mark and John be reconciled? In his Ask Hank column.
Call CRI and start your subscription today. 888-7000-CRI. You'll also see it online at equip.org.
We have assembled for the first time ever some of the great luminaries of the evidence for Christ in the world. These people have been assembled for one purpose, and that is to present the case for Christ to you. And in the end, it's your responsibility, your opportunity to come to your own conclusion in the case for Christ.
Based on Lee Strobel's best-selling book, The Case for Christ is now on DVD. One skeptical journalist.
I thought the idea of an all-powerful creator of the universe was just an absurd idea.
Investigates the most important story in history. Lee Strobel and biblical scholars explore the evidence for the life of Jesus.
Now it would require more faith for me to maintain my atheism than to become a follower of Jesus Christ. Investigate the evidence for yourself.
The Case for Christ. Look for it on DVD.
Order this DVD and the entire Lee Strobel 3-disc film collection by calling 888-7000-274 or online at equip.org.
This whole time I was on this investigative journey, Leslie and her friends behind the scenes were praying because they knew that I was checking in the evidence. I was looking into these issues for myself, and they just wanted me to be open-minded about the evidence that I found.
I was feeling like my whole world was opening up into something new and way more exciting and fulfilling than what we had been on. And it was that frustration of trying to help him to recognize that that was the case.
This quote comes from the new DVD package, the Lee Strobel 3-disc film collection, which includes the DVDs The Case for Christ, The Case for Faith, and The Case for a Creator. Three extraordinary films that examine the most crucial questions about Christianity. Questions he investigated as a Yale-trained lawyer for nearly 2 years. To secure the Lee Strobel 3-disc film collection for yourself or a friend, call 888-7000-274 or go online 24 hours a day to our secure website at www.equip.org. Order today and save another 50% off purchasing each DVD individually. And now, with his guest, Lee Strobel, here's Hank Hanegraaff.
And again, we're talking about three extraordinary films that examine the most crucial questions about Christianity. It's The Case for Christ film, The Case for Faith the film, and The Case for a Creator the film. Again, all three available now in one package. You can write me at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. Access the films on the World Wide Web at equip.org. Or simply talk to our resource consultants at 888-7000-CRI. Lee's going to be with me today as well as tomorrow. We'll be taking some of your calls. In fact, let's go to the phone lines right now. Talk to Sheldon. He's listening on KTAA in Jacksonville, Texas. Hi, Sheldon.
Hey, Mr. Hank. This is Sheldon, and I was just wanting to actually know exactly what evidence that do you have to show and prove that Jesus actually did rise from the dead?
Yeah.
Lee, good question.
That's a critical question, Sheldon. I mean, that is the million-dollar question. As the Apostle Paul said, if Jesus had not been raised, your faith is futile. You're still in your sins. I mean, this is the ball game. And that's why the resurrection is stressed so much by Christians. And fortunately, we have outstanding historical evidence that Jesus, first of all, claimed that he was divine, and then secondly, backed that claim up by returning from the dead. One of my scholars that I interviewed in my film and in my book concerning the case for Christ is Dr. Gary Habermas, and he's a famous scholar who's interviewed many atheists on this question of the resurrection. And he likes to use letters that begin with words that begin with the letter E to summarize the evidence, and then I added a little bit to that. I added another E that he doesn't usually use. But basically, the evidence, and I mentioned it earlier, but I'm going to walk through it in a different way now, is, first of all, we have Jesus executed. He was killed. And as we said earlier, there's no credible scholar anywhere who has anything that to really support the contrary belief to this. I mean, this is even atheist scholars can see this is true. You would have to have a faith-based position that Jesus did not rise from the dead. It's not a factual base, because this is the death of Jesus on the cross. It's about as best attested a fact from ancient history as you're going to find. In fact, Gerd Ludemann, the atheist New Testament scholar, said it is, quote, indisputable. Now, how many things in ancient history will a skeptical scholar like Gerd Ludemann say are indisputable? Well, the death of Jesus, the execution, is number one. Number two, we have early accounts of the resurrection. Why is that important? Because I used to think as an atheist that the resurrection was a legend. It takes a long time for legend to grow up in the ancient world. The question is, how early were the reports of the resurrection? Well, we have preserved for us a creed of the earliest church that the Apostle Paul preserves for us in 1 Corinthians 15, starting at verse 3. This creed summarizes the essence of Christianity. It says that Jesus died, why? For our sins, that he was buried, that he rose again from the dead, and then it mentions the names of specific eyewitnesses, including skeptics, whose lives were changed 180 degrees because they encountered the resurrected Jesus. Now, this creed has been dated back by scholars from a wide range of theological belief, including skeptics, to as early as 2 to 8 years after the life of Jesus, and therefore the beliefs that make up that creed go back even earlier, virtually to the cross itself. So there's no huge time gap between the death of Jesus and the belief that he rose from the dead. This was a belief that began immediately. A.N. Sherwin-White, the great classical historian from Oxford University, studied the rate at which legend grew up in the ancient world, and he determined that the passage of two generations of time is not even enough for legend to grow up and wipe out a solid core of historical truth. Well, we don't have two generations of time passing here. We got a news flash that goes right back to the events. It would be unprecedented in the history of the world for a legend to grow up that fast and wipe out a solid core of historical truth. The third thing we have is an empty tomb. Now, I could go on for hours on the evidence for the empty tomb, but I think the best evidence is that even the enemies of Jesus conceded implicitly that the tomb was empty, because they bribed the guards to make up the story that they had fallen asleep and the disciples had stolen the body. Well, nobody believed that then. Nobody believes it now. It's absurd. They didn't have the motive or the means or the opportunity. But here's the point. Why are you making up a cover story? You're trying to cover something up. What are they trying to cover up? The fact that the tomb was empty. So even the enemies of Jesus implicitly were conceding that the tomb was empty. They're just trying to make up a cover story to explain it away. And then finally, we have eyewitnesses. We have 515 eyewitnesses to the resurrected Jesus. In fact, the biggest claims about the eyewitnesses are the earliest claims made in that 1 Corinthians 15 statement. So this is not some claim that got bigger over time because of legendary development. This is the earliest claim that over 500 people encountered the resurrected Jesus. And the followers of Jesus were willing to die for their conviction that they did encounter Jesus risen from the dead. And what's significant about that is, yes, people will die for their faith if they sincerely believe it's true. But in the case of the disciples, they didn't die for their faith that Jesus rose from the dead. They didn't die because they believed he rose from the dead. They didn't die because they think he rose from the dead. They were there. They touched him. They talked with him. They ate with him. They knew the truth. And knowing the truth, they were willing to die for it. That's good corroborative evidence that they were telling the truth about what happened. So you could also talk about extra-biblical evidence from Thallus about the darkness in the world. You could talk about, there's other evidence that you could give, but I think we've got outstanding historical evidence. It gives me, as an atheist, when I was an atheist anyway, confidence that Jesus not only claimed to be divine, but backed it up by his resurrection from the dead.
Sheldon, how do you feel about that?
Well, I'm a realist myself. And I was just, for a person like myself, actually, because I can believe anything I want. And I like to know things, and some things I know I'll probably never be able to know. But for me to actually know that Jesus rose from the dead and is risen as of today, I guess I would have to see him or touch him or, something to that effect.
Yeah. There are those that say that, Sheldon. I think, you know what? You can know him. You can encounter him. You can meet him. He can change your life. If you say, as best I can, Lord Jesus, I do believe, based on the historical evidence, I do believe as best I can that you not only claim to be divine, that you rose from the dead. I believe I'm a sinner, that you died on the cross as my substitute to pay for my wrongdoing. I receive your forgiveness as a free gift of your grace. When you come to Christ in repentance and faith and give him your life, you know what? You will meet him. You will meet him, and you will get to know him. And Sheldon, he will change your life.
Would that be a physical meeting?
Someday it will be. Someday in heaven you'll meet him face-to-face. You'll be able to sit down and have a Starbucks with him, but assuming Starbucks is in heaven. But, you will know him like I and Hank and millions and millions and millions of other individuals know him. He will meet you in your deepest longings, your deepest needs. It will be a relationship as real as any that I've got. And do I touch him? No. Do I know him? Yes. Does he answer my prayers in ways that I cannot explain other than the work of God? Yeah, he does.
And Sheldon, let me jump in real quickly and say this is why I'm so excited about these three DVDs, because this covers the waterfront, Sheldon. It if you want to think about it in this way, it starts with the notion that God created the universe. And we haven't gotten into that yet, but we're going to get into that over the next couple of days. I think it's important, instructive, to recognize that in a Christian worldview, we say that every effect has to have a cause equal to or greater than itself. In other words, Lee and I do not believe that nothing created everything. We believe that the universe is an effect that cries out for a cause, and we can demonstrate that cause to be God. And that's one of the films in this 3-DVD film series. The second thing is what Lee was just talking about, that the God who spoke and the universe leapt into existence is not merely transcendent like the God of Islam, but condescended to cloak himself in human flesh. He became knowable through the person and work of Jesus Christ and demonstrates that he's God through the resurrection. And to Lee's point, he can become as real to you as the very flesh upon your bones, precisely as Lee describes and as is described in a poignant fashion in the film itself. And then we're pointing out something about the Christian faith, Sheldon, and that is it is reasonable faith. It's not blind faith. It's faith in evidence. In fact, the evidence is so overwhelming that anyone that looks at it like Lee Strobel did as an investigative journalist with an open mind will eventually find themselves on their knees inviting Jesus Christ to become their Lord and Savior, their leader. And as a result of that, they will know him not only for time, but also for eternity. Again, to your question, Sheldon, that's why we're so excited about this, because it gives you the whole picture about reasonable faith, faith in evidence, the kind of evidence that an investigative journalist would look at.
Wow. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, evidence of things not seen, correct?
Yes, it is. It is. And you know, that's the great thing that you look at the great Faith Hall of Fame in Hebrews chapter 11. What you have there is you have the great biblical patriarchs who had not seen Jesus Christ, but had all of the evidence through types and shadows that pointed to Jesus Christ. And they believed in the evidence that they had, which pointed to the fact that God would be true to his word and would send a Redeemer who would live the perfect life that they could never live and would offer them his perfection as an absolutely free gift. All they would have to do is reach out the hand of a beggar to receive the gift of a king. Now, however, Sheldon, we have an absolutely crystal clear picture, because the Jesus Christ that Abraham looked forward to through types and shadows has come, and we have all of the evidence that would satisfy any skeptic that he is who he said he is. And here's what I'm going to do. Unfortunately, I'm out of time for this particular segment of the broadcast. Welcome to hang with us. But I'm going to send you The Case for Christ, The Case for Faith, and The Case for a Creator on DVD. The three films is my gift to you. You're a skeptic. You're an inquirer. You've asked good questions. These will answer your questions. And we together are going to pray that God uses what you see to transform your life, not just for time, but also for eternity. And this is the bottom line. When we talk about the resurrection, it's not just academic. It makes a difference forever. We'll be right back.
Order the Lee Strobel 3-disc film collection today and save over 50% off buying each DVD individually. These are great tools to give to skeptics, friends, or to use in a small group or Sunday school class. Equip yourself to respond to questions of faith with reason and love. To obtain the Lee Strobel film collection, call 888-7000-CRI. That's 888-7000-274, or go online at www.equip.org. Don't miss The Bible Answer Man now on television. You can watch Hank Hanegraaff answering questions from The Bible Answer Man broadcast on the NRB Network on DirecTV Channel 378 every Wednesday night from 9 to 10 p.m.
That's The Bible Answer Man on DirecTV Channel 378, Wednesdays from 9 to 10 p.m. Don't touch that dial. Hank Hanegraaff will be right back after these messages.
Hank Hanegraaff has answered thousands of questions while hosting the Bible Answer Man broadcast. Now, the Complete Bible Answer Book Collector's Edition offers concise and well-crafted answers to over 170 questions that stumble seekers and galvanize skeptics against the historic Christian faith. This beautiful leather hardbound edition contains all the questions and answers from the Bible Answer Book Volumes 1 and 2, plus all new answers to some of today's tenacious questions such as, does Mormonism really teach that Jesus is the spirit brother of Satan? And did Jesus make a crucial historical blunder in the Gospel of Mark? And that's not all. With each entry, Hank offers scripture references specifically related to this subject matter and recommends resources for further study to better equip you. Get your copy of this attractive 550-page leather hardbound book when you call 888-7000-CRI or order on our secure website at www.equip.org. That's equip.org.
And don't forget to ask about the personalized edition.
For centuries, two questions have challenged the Christian faith.
In a world with thousands of religions and gods, why is Jesus the only way to salvation? How could a loving God, the God of the Bible, create a world filled with evil and suffering?
Based on Lee Strobel's best-selling book, The Case for Faith examines two of the biggest objections to Christianity, emotional barriers to faith that have challenged believers and skeptics alike. The Case for Faith DVD also includes more than an hour of specially produced bonus features that will help you face the toughest questions about God and the Christian life.
Order The Case for Faith, The Case for Christ, and The Case for a Creator DVDs in the Lee Strobel 3-disc collection by calling 888-7000-274 or online at equip.org. That's equip.org.
From Genesis to Revelation, every word of the New King James Bible is performed in dramatic audio theater by over 500 actors and narrated by Michael York.
In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
With sound design by one of the top studios in the industry and scored with original music composed and conducted by Maestro Stefano Manetti. The Word of Promise Audio Bible puts the listener in the moment when Moses leads the children of Israel, Daniel walks into the lion's den, and when Jesus lives as man here on earth.
Order the Word of Promise Audio Bible on CD or MP3 from CRI by calling 888-7000-274 or online at equip.org. Equipping you and your family to defend your faith and grow in your knowledge of who God is. That's our mission at the Christian Research Institute, and we do it through listeners like you.
The Bible Answer Man greatly impacted my life. I started going to a church that seemed very healthy and well-balanced when I joined. As time went on, things just changed, and I didn't know enough doctrinally or theologically to understand a lot, but through listening to the Bible Answer Man and God bringing different friends into my life who listened to the Bible Answer Man and who had balanced theology and balanced doctrine, I came to realize that it wasn't a healthy church and I had to go. And God graciously provided me with a great, healthy, well-balanced church.
If you believe in what we're doing here at CRI, we're asking you to partner with us through regular prayer and a special gift. Your support is foundational to keeping us on the air and ministering in your area. To help in CRI's Because Truth Matters mission, call 888-7000-CRI. You can also join online at equip.org.
Jesus, I would say no doubt lived as a person, but to the extent of what he did, I'm not sure.
I have a lot of different thoughts and theories on Jesus, but I don't think coming back from the dead is really, really possible.
In the acclaimed investigation of his journey to Christianity, award-winning investigative journalist and best-selling author Lee Strobel has provided both clarity and comfort to millions around the world through his best-selling books. Now the best of Lee Strobel on DVD has been assembled in the Lee Strobel 3-disc film collection. This DVD package contains The Case for Christ, The Case for Faith, and The Case for a Creator. Secure the Lee Strobel 3-disc film collection when you call 888-7000-CRI or order online at www.equip.org. And now, here's Christian Research Institute President Hank Hanegraaff.
And again, you can order the Lee Strobel 3-disc film collection on the World Wide Web at equip.org. When you write me at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271, or talk to our resource consultants right now, 888-7000-CRI. Lee, I don't know how you could get a better caller than Sheldon.
Yeah.
Gives me goosebumps. Here's a man. By the way, he was driving his truck. He had to make a drop, told us this off air. A questioning skeptic.
Yeah.
Who doesn't believe in any one religion, but wants the real evidence for the resurrection,
yeah.
And I would say is the absolute bullseye target for this film series, as well as recognizing through Sheldon that every believer who cannot communicate what they believe and why needs this series so they can sit down as family members, friends, co-laborers, as people whom a believer wants to reach, sit down and watch this and have the experience that you and I just had,
yeah,
live on the radio, to be able to demonstrate that the Christian faith is not blind, it's not credulity, it's not something that you and I happen to believe, but someone who believes in Hinduism or Islam really doesn't matter because it all leads to the same place. But the Christian faith is completely unique because Christ is unique.
Yeah, absolutely true, Hank. And, you know, when I did my investigation, and these films, by the way, just sort of take you on a journey as I sort of recreate that investigation, and I interview scholars ranging from N.T. Wright and Craig Hazin and Gary Habermas and Mike Lacona and William Lane Craig and J.P. Moreland and Peter Kraft and Greg Kokel. I mean, these are really incredibly powerful and learned individuals who articulate so clearly the evidence for why it is we can believe what we believe as Christians and would do it with confidence and how we can share it with other people. And what I'm finding, Hank, is, you know, you were so right when you started the program, quoting all of these skeptics out there who are in attack mode. And that is so true. But I think one of the counter effects of that, in other words, one of the pieces of fallout of that are people like Sheldon. I think there are people who are sincerely seeking answers. And I've seen an increased receptivity to the gospel in recent months. I've seen people coming to faith. I had an experience at a church in Chicago recently where I presented my story of going from atheism to faith, the evidence that convinced me, the same kind of material that are in these films. And we had such a huge outpouring of people coming to faith. I mean, young and old and rich and poor, Muslims and Hindus and New Agers and all kinds of people in tears. Rarely have I experienced something where I prayed with people going on forever after these services, and I think 90% of them were just reduced to tears. I think there is a hunger out there, and it's being stoked by these skeptics who are trying to raise questions. And a lot of people are saying, well, what's the other side? They're only telling me one part of this. What is the other side? What do Christians have to say about this? And people like Sheldon and others are saying, what evidence is there for the resurrection? And when they start asking those questions, Hank, you know that's the beginning of, quote-unquote, the end for them, because if they pursue sincerely and honestly these issues, you know, God says, if you sincerely seek me, you're going to find me. And I believe people like Sheldon and others, as they pursue evidence, as I have and many, many others have, they're going to come face to face with Jesus.
I want you to talk about something for a moment, Lee. So many of us in the evangelical Christian world have, maybe by default, set up a we-they-siege mentality,
yeah,
against the world. It's us against them. We look at what's happening in our culture, and the tendency is to make this kind of siege mentality against the world. But you and I have talked about this personally. This isn't we against them.
Right.
We are called to be ambassadors. Pagans are going to exercise their job description. That's what they do. That's what you did when you were a pagan.
Right.
That's what I did when I was a pagan.
Yep.
The question is, are believers going to exercise their job description to be ambassadors for Jesus Christ? And if they are, they need to be equipped. That's why you're so passionate about putting resources like this together.
Yeah, exactly. Satan is the enemy. Richard Dawkins is not the enemy. He's someone who needs Christ. John Dominic Crossan, so many of these people who you quoted, Karen Armstrong, people who are propagating a false message. Well, you know what? They need Christ. They're not the enemies. And the people who come, the Sheldons of the world, who ask questions, they're not the enemies. These are people who need Jesus Christ. And that's why we produce these resources as tools to reach out to them. They're great gifts to give to people. Wonderful. You suggested earlier, somebody did, to sit down and watch it with a friend. And allow that to generate questions and discussion afterwards. There's so many ways that we can reach out to people, but I think you're absolutely right. We have to see people with questions, as people who sincerely need God, and whether they know it or not, and whether they're running the other way or not. I was in a church in the South recently, and they told me, oh, be careful, Lee, when you sign books after the service, there's this atheist in town. He's going to come, and he's going to he's going to try to raise questions and stump you, and he's going to try to embarrass you, and he's going to be obnoxious, and he's a real problem, and we don't like it, but he's probably going to show up and try to embarrass you in your book signing. I said, okay, fine. Well, this guy comes up to me, and guess what, Hank? We became friends.
Hmm.
I mean, he wasn't a bad guy. He had a bunch of questions, a bunch of issues in his life. And we talked, and he was sincere, and we interacted, and I answered some of his questions. And then in the parking lot afterwards, he was in his truck as I was walking to my car, and I said, hey, let's talk some more. We talked out in the parking lot for another half hour. He's not the enemy, Hank. He's someone who's pursuing true answers. He needs Christ. And so, I think you're absolutely right. These resources are for us to strengthen us in our faith, to prepare us to be able to engage with the Sheldons and others of the world, but they're also resources we can give to others, we can use as a bridge, we can use as a conversation starter, we can have a small group of neighbors and discuss it. There's so many ways that we can use these resources to reach people with the evidence for the truth.
Quickly, I mentioned earlier that the prevailing sentiment seems to be that Christians have faith, reporters report the facts. Talk about that false dichotomy.
Yeah, Peter Jennings, who talked about that, I knew Peter Jennings. I encountered him, and we discussed these faith issues personally before he died. And you're right, he believed that journalists pursue facts, and they stand distant from sort of the fray. And people who have faith are people who aren't really pursuing facts, are just pursuing things that they, quote-unquote, believe in. Well, there's a problem with that. We can believe anything. In fact, Sheldon said on the phone the other few minutes ago, he said, I can believe anything I want. And that's true, but it doesn't make it true. In other words, I can believe that there are a million gods. I can believe that there's no God, but that doesn't make it true. It doesn't change reality. And so, what we believe is kind of irrelevant. The question is, what is true? And how do we determine that? And the way we determine that is by pursuing the evidence. And as we do that, the evidence from science that we talk about in the Case for Creator, the evidence for Jesus and his resurrection that we talk about in the Case for Christ film, the Case for Faith, which deals with the tough objections to the faith, as we pursue that, what we begin to see is that there's arrows that point in a direction. And when you follow those arrows and you do it with an open heart and an open mind, you're going to come right to the foot of the cross.
I cannot wait for tomorrow's edition of the Bible Answer Man broadcast, because you and I are going to be talking about the Case for a Creator. And I can't think of anything more important to discuss on this broadcast than that particular subject. I've often said it is not a apologetic issue. It is the apologetic issue. How one views their origins will inevitably determine how they live their life. If you think you're a function of random chance, you're going to live your life by a different standard than if you know you're created in the image of God and therefore accountable to Him. And the truth of the matter is, and we'll be talking about that tomorrow with Lee, The truth is simply this. In an age of scientific enlightenment, there is no excuse for being a Darwinian evolutionist. Absolutely none. There was an excuse, perhaps, in the 19th century. Maybe in the 20th century. But not in the 21st century. And no one makes that case any better than Lee Strobel in The Case for a Creator. And that's just one of the films, all three, available right now in a special collection. You can see it on the World Wide Web at equip.org. You can order by calling 888-7000-CRI, or you can simply write me, Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. Part of our mission is to equip you with great tools. Doesn't get any better than this. Call, write, or check it out at equip.org right now. And we'll see you tomorrow with more of Lee Strobel.
In the Case for Christ DVD, Lee Strobel, the former legal editor of the Chicago Tribune, draws upon his investigative skills in this compelling film that follows his two-year investigation of the Bible and the life of Jesus Christ. In the powerful The Case for Faith DVD, Lee tackles two of the most emotional questions posed about Christianity. Why is Jesus the only way to God? And how could a loving God exist if there is evil and suffering in the world? And in The Case for a Creator DVD, he answers the question, does contemporary scientific evidence point toward or away from a supernatural creator? All three DVDs feature interviews with scientists and scholars from a range of disciplines and many outstanding bonus features. Equip yourself to answer a skeptic with reason and love. Order the Lee Strobel 3-disc collection today and save over 50% off purchasing each DVD individually. To obtain your copies, call 888-7000-274 or go online at equip.org. That's equip.org. You can also write to us here at CRI, P.O. Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. If the Bible Answer Man has ministered to you, you have our faithful donors to thank for that. We regularly hear about changed lives and people equipped for good works through what God is doing through the outreaches of the Christian Research Institute. The continued regular, prayerful, and financial support from our Bible Answer Man monthly support team, the CRI Fellowships, and the President's Council is what keeps the Bible Answer Man on the air on this station. If the program has meant something to your life, why not call us and join our team? To join or find out more, our ministry phone number is 888-7000-CRI. And of course, you're welcome to join the team online on our secure website at equip.org. The Bible Answer Man is a production of the Christian Research Institute. We're on the air because truth matters.
Don't all religions lead to God?
What is truth?
Aren't the Bible's views on homosexuality outdated?
What's wrong with Wicca?
Teens question everything. They need real answers. That's why Hank Hanegraaff has come out with the Bible Answer Book for Students.
Hank took all the Q&As from Bible Answer Book 1 and 2 that are important to students and came up with real answers that make sense to us.
82 questions on topics that are on the minds of students today about God, the Bible, eternity, even social issues are covered, like stem cell research, capital punishment, homosexuality, and many others.
The Bible Answer Book for Students is perfect to share with your non-believing friends, those looking for spiritual answers, with new Christians, or for you.
The Bible Answer Book for Students by Hank Hanegraaff. Order your copy. Call 888-7000-CRI. That's 888-7000-CRI. It's also available online at equip.org.